when I suddenly remembered that Pompey is my patron, that he was paid to protect us royal children, I felt enormous relief. Since we are friends, maybe the soldiers will be satisfied with just camping on our shores until the trouble calms down. Father now owns 16,000 talents. If it takes years for an Egyptian laborer to earn just one talent, it would take many laborers many years to pay father's debt. What does a poor man gain from his toil? Now I understand why common, hard-working people hate my father so deeply. My heart despairs over this. As I write this, Arrow has curled herself at my chair with one heavy paw resting on my foot. Her long, spotted tail is tucked under her chin like a cushion. What a good old friend. Tomorrow I am going to ask the royal jeweler to make a new collar for her, a beautiful one, perhaps gold with royal purple stones. The sand in my hourglass is almost at the bottom. My oil lamp is low. To bed now.
Cleopatra talks about people earning or owning talents. The word had a different meaning in ancient Egypt than it does today. Back then, a talent was a unit of weight, such as a pound or a ton. The word was also used to mean the value of that amount of silver or gold. So when Cleopatra talks about people earning or owning talents, it's really a way of talking about how much money they had. Now, turn back to your book. We're at the top of page 34.